Okay, we're doing brachot. We're up to the daf amud beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Kol neinim esudat chatan meinom samcho ve'u b'chamisha kolot. Whoever enjoys from the meal of a chatan and does not make him happy, he transgresses 5 voices. Shenemal, the verse says, kol zason ve'kol simcha, kol chatan ve'kol kala, kol omrim hodu et Hashem tzvakot. The voice of happiness, the voice of rejoicing, the voice of a chatan, the voice of a kala, the voice of those who say, praised is Hashem of the armies. The imis, so you have 5 voices that are aligned with the chasam, and if a person enjoys the feast, but he doesn't do his end of the deal, and make him happy, so he's deriding, he's taking lightly these 5 voices that God blessed Israel with. These are voices that are supposed to be heard at a wedding. You're supposed to hear happiness and rejoicing, the chas and the kala, and giving praise to Hashem. This is a blessing that God gave us, that these are voices that are heard during a wedding. So if a person is just eating away at the wedding and he's not making these voices heard, so he is, it's not really a transgression, but it's a, he's taking lightly a gift that God gave the Jewish people. But if he does partake of making the chatan happy, what are his wages? He will merit the Torah that was given with 5 voices. As the verse says, the verse says, it was on the third day in the morning, there were voices, and thunder, and heavy cloud on the mountain, and the voice of the shofar, Vayhi kol ha-shofar, there was the voice of the shofar, Vayarukim yanenu v'kol, and God answered him with the voice. So you have 5 voices total. Eini v'aktiv v'chol amu in takolot. But isn't there another verse that says the nation saw the voices? And says the Gemara, that's not part of the equation, because otan kolot tekodem atan toravu. Those were the voices they saw before the actual giving of the Torah. So that giving of the Torah was with 5 voices. So whoever makes the chatan happy and partakes of these 5 voices of rejoicing with the chatan will merit to the Torah that was given with 5 voices as well. Rabbi Avu Amar, Rabbi Avu says, he who makes the chatan happy is ke'ilu kriv toda. It's like he brought a toda sacrifice. Shneimaz, the verse says, mevin toda bet Hashem. These 5 voices are like people who bring the Torah sacrifice before Hashem. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he taught that a person who partakes of these 5 voices is ke'ilu bana achat mechuvot Yerushalayim. It's as though he rebuilt one of the destroyed houses of Jerusalem. Shneimaz, the verse says, ki ashiv et shvut haaretz kereishonah amar Hashem, for I will return the inhabitants to the land as it was in the past, so says Hashem. So the verse over there in Jeremiah describes that these 5 voices are a part of the rebuilding of the land of Israel. So when a person partakes of this rejoicing, of these festivities with the chatan, it is as though he is partaking with the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Rav Chelbo said in the name Rav Huna, whoever has the fear of heaven, then his words are heard. Shneimaz, the verse says, Sof davar kol nishmat Elokim yira. In the end, everything's heard. You be a God-fearing person. So we make it a play on words. When in the end is everything heard? When are your words heard? When you be a God-fearing person. The verse continues and says, Kizeh kol adam, for this is the essence of man. Mai kizeh kol adam, what does the verse mean that this is the essence of man? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Torah, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Kol olam kulolo nivra ela bishvil zeh. I created the whole world for this. The whole purpose of creation is in order to create this, that man be a God-fearing man. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana amar shakul zekneget kol ha'olam kulor. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, this weighs against the whole world. This is as valuable as the whole world. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai omer v'amenar, Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, and some say it was Ben Zoma who said, kol ha'olam kulor lo nivra ala letzvat leze. The whole world was just created as a comfort, so to speak, as a companionship for this. But this is the essence of the world. Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, kol sheyoda b'chavro shehu ragil yiten lo shalom, yakdim lo shalom. Whoever knows that his friend will greet him with peace, well then he should greet him with peace first. Shneimaz, the verse says, bakesh shalom v'rodfehu. One should seek out peace and chase after it. So you should greet your friend. If you know he's going to greet you with peace, he's going to say shalom aleichem, you try to tell him shalom aleichem first. V'im natan lo v'lo echzir. And if you greet your friend with peace and he does not respond, he doesn't give you back peace, Nikra gazlan, and the guy is called a thief. Shneimar, as the verse says, v'atem bi'atem akeren gezeirat ani bevatechem. God turns to the people and says, you wiped out the vineyard, you've stolen everything from the poor. So here we say, that's a reference, who's the poor? That's what difference does it make if you steal from the rich or the poor? Was the prophet lamenting you've stolen from the poor? The idea is, sometimes you have a person who's got nothing to offer you aside from the good morning he gives you. And if he gives you good morning and you don't have the decency to give him back a good morning, then God says, I treat it as though you've stolen from him. Because the one thing he actually had was the dignity to talk to you and tell you good morning. And you could have answered him and said good morning, and you didn't do that. So that's thievery, God says. You've taken even that from him. That's gezeilat ha'ani, the thievery of the poor is in your home. So if someone greets someone else and tells him good morning and he doesn't reply, if he says alone, he doesn't reply, the person who doesn't reply is called a gazlan. And Rav Kook is quoted as having said that the practical application of this Gemara is that if you know someone who won't answer you good morning, then don't tell him good morning, because you're only causing him to be considered a thief.